Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. 6 years ago, Autism Speak started Lighting Up Blue, and it is so beautiful here in Atlanta. It's a global campaign on World Autism Awareness Day, April 2nd, to get buildings around the world to turn their lights blue in honor of the 70 million people around the world affected by autism. The global movement kicks off Autism Awareness Month in April, when more than 10,000 landmarks, businesses, communities, homes shine a light on autism. Joining me today is Peter Morton, Vice President of Development at Autism Speaks, and also Deneen Tor, Director of Community Initiatives at Dollar General. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Peter, first of all, tell us about Autism Speaks.
Sure, and thank you, Twanda, very much for your intro. I think you put it perfectly. And if I could just add the importance of not only April 2nd, World Autism Awareness Day, which is a UN-sanctioned day, global day, but the whole month of April to generating as much awareness as possible around autism, because Autism Speaks, that is one of our primary mission statements, is to generate as much awareness as possible so that there will be less of a stigma around autism, and also just make people aware that people with autism are just like you and I and need to be accepted more into the community. So April 2nd is what is more or less the Super Bowl for autism awareness. And as you mentioned, last year we were successful in collaborating with 10,000 buildings, many of them iconic landmarks across the globe, to light up blue. And also we encourage families to light up blue as well. And we've made it what we believe is very simple for you to do that by visiting autismspeaks.org/LIUB to provide many different ways that you can participate on April 2nd and over the remainder of April as well, by lighting your homes blue, by working with your office associates to create blue events during the month, your websites. We have a selfie program this year, and we just ask for participation because that's the most important component to increasing awareness, which is exactly why our relationship with Dollar General is so important, because of all the awareness they're able to generate during their April program.
So, Peter, I know that you are not a medical person, but a lot of our people are probably listening going, but what is autism?
Sure. It's a disorder that affects 1 in 68 children in the U.S. currently, and 1 in 48 boys. And the primary characteristics are social challenges and repetitive behavior. And what we do as an organization is we try to provide as many resources as we can for families from diagnosis right through the remainder of their children's lives, because autism affects someone for a full lifetime. And our website is a provides a host of resources, which we call toolkits, for every stage of the autistic lifespan.
Absolutely.
And we are very invested in science, and have a what we believe is a transformational science program that is ongoing right now with Google as our partner, which is working in the genomic discovery area, where we will provide information to the scientific community, open information, web-based, through our partnership with Google, which hopefully will speed discovery and eventually, in the not-too-distant future, lead to personal treatment for autism as well.
I think it's been amazing how fast, although it's been around for a while, but how fast it has grown. The autistic community, so to speak, has grown. We hear about it so much more now than we used to hear about it. First, it was, you know, a little quiet, but now I tell you, there's so many children that have been diagnosed. It's just been an amazing, amazing season of time here.
It is, and what's unfortunate is that, of course, the families that are diagnosed with autism, but What Bob and Suzanne Wright, the founders of Autism Speaks, like to share in discussions at all times is that not only the families, but each family is touched by probably 20 to 25 other core support mm-hmm. area. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine how quickly, how exponentially the effect of autism grows using that as an indication.
Absolutely.
So you're right, Twanda. It is. It's growing at a rapid rate, and our mission at Autism Speaks is to help those families and one day provide ways that we can add personal treatment to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I could, Twanda, what's really important in our entire mission is our partnerships with corporations such as Dollar General.
Mm-hmm.
And the campaign, the program that they're about to embark on in April is nothing short of amazing with the funds that they've been able to generate over the lifetime of the partnership. So if it's okay, I'd love for Deneen to talk a little about that.
Absolutely. Deneen, I donated to Dollar General last year in your initiative, and it was phenomenal. You raised a lot of money, correct?
Oh, we did. You know, last year, Dollar General's Autism Speaks campaign in stores raised $1.7 million, mm-hmm. which is a wonderful campaign. Just shows the generosity of others when you give them the opportunity to be a part of something big and helping individuals, creating opportunities and advancing research. They come and they give, and we have the best customers ever. And thank you so much for participating in the campaign. And again, you know, we've done it for 5 years. This will be our sixth campaign. We'll be offering our customers the opportunity at register to join us in supporting Autism Speaks by making a donation when they check out. And then in addition to that, we've also decided that we wanted to have a little bit of fun in creating awareness for the campaign. There's a lot of beautiful families out there who are affected by autism. We want to make sure that we are supportive of them, making sure that we're helping through our efforts of awareness and campaign fundraising and stuff, that we're helping them create programs that have every opportunity for their individuals and their family to grow and flourish. And we want to have a little bit of fun at the same time. So we have put the Autism Speaks logo on our NASCAR during the month of April, which is Autism Awareness
awesome.
Month. Yeah, and so we want you to join us in watching some NASCAR during the month of April, cheering on Matt Kenseth and the yellow Dollar General number 20 Toyota. And the first race is actually coming up on April 11th at Texas Motor Speedway. So we hope that you'll help cheer him on, support autism at the same time, and then go into one of our over 11,700 stores across 43 states.
Wow.
And join us in making a donation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is awesome. Is the NASCAR race coming to Atlanta? To the Speedway here?
The three races in the month of April are actually Texas Motor Speedway, Bristol, and Richmond.
Ah.
So we're not in Atlanta, but we still have three great races, right?
Absolutely. And you've got thousands of stores here that we can donate to. Dollar General has really been a great community partner in many different ways, but this
hey,
is certainly
Hey, Twanda, if I could add, too, because Deneen is always very reluctant to even mention this, What is really impressive is not only does Dollar General open their stores, but their foundation makes a significant donation mm-hmm. to Autism Speaks every year, which I think it really just emphasizes Deneen's comments about Dollar General's mm-hmm. commitment, not only through their customer-initiated campaign, but also what they do as an organization and a foundation.
I know that Dollar General is one of your biggest supporters, but there are other corporations who we can also patronize to help during the month of April as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Dollar General is joined by other national partners, including TJ Maxx,
mm-hmm.
has been a longstanding partner in their 1,000-plus stores across the country. Joe's Crab Shack will be entering into their third year of partnership mm-hmm. with us this year, and White Castle as well, and their 400-plus stores across the country have been this will be their seventh year of partnership. And we also, just to kind of circle back to Light It Up Blue on April 2nd, Home Depot and Phillips is another longstanding partner of Autism Speaks, and the way that they participate is Home Depot has Phillips manufacture three different products, but the primary one is a blue light bulb.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so and proceeds from the sale of those blue light bulbs go to Autism Speaks, but I think more importantly is that provides a vehicle for anybody mm-hmm. to participate in Light It Up Blue by grabbing a couple of light bulbs and putting them on your back porch and showing your neighborhood that you too are helping to generate awareness of autism.
So, Peter, outside of all your corporate partnerships, how can individuals help besides going to any of those stores? Is there a way that we can help individually?
Yes, that's a very good question, and thanks for asking it, Twanda. A primary vehicle that we use to gather our community and not only those with autism but their support groups as well is through our walks. We mm-hmm. have 90-plus walks across the country in pretty much every major market, and close to 500,000 people participate in those walks. And anybody that does want to participate can visit autismspeaks.org. There is a very clear button to click on, which will direct you to our Walk Now for Autism Speaks website, which will provide you with a list of those markets in which you can walk and also form a walk team to participate.
That is
so
awesome.
That is a great way. It gives you a really good flavor of the community and just how great these families are.
Truly, truly. Again, Autism Speaks, autismspeaks.org, correct?
Correct. And autismspeaks.org/LIUB for any and all information about how to participate in Light It Up Blue.
All right. World Autism Awareness Day, April 2nd. Be a part of it. Peter Morton, Vice President of Development at Autism Speaks. Deneen Torr, Director of Community Initiatives at Dollar General, joins us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you very much.